Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we begin week 11 in the devotional book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. This is a collection of 13 weeks of daily devotions, where each week is wrapped around an aspect of how we ought to serve. This week, we get to that favorite topic of serving with patience. And all week, we're going to be talking about how God wants us to have patience as we serve Him, as we serve people. And today, we're going to look at patience through wisdom. Book of Proverbs, we read that wisdom brings about patience, and that it's to a man's credit or glory to overlook an offense. So many times we struggle with patience. I don't know of too many people that I've ever met that are very eager to wait. We want it now. And yet God says that wisdom brings about patience. As I thought about that and reflected on that verse specifically, I thought about how we get wisdom. And for the most part, I believe wisdom is a combination of experience and time that's necessary to be able to see things from God's perspective. In other words, experience and waiting. We experience something and then we wait to see what God is going to do with it. And we gain wisdom. And the more that we experience and the more that we wait, the more wisdom we accumulate that we live with. Things aren't so quick to throw us for a loop, to knock us off our pegs, so to speak. We've been there. We've seen that. We trust God. And when we think about gaining wisdom through patience, the element of serving gives us plenty of opportunities to do just that. It's so human-like to want things fixed right away. As we serve people, to want their needs to be immediately met. To not have to put more time into it than is absolutely necessary. You see, sometimes our motives aren't so much so that their suffering ends immediately. It's so that we can be free to do what we want. And yet God's desire is that not only those that we serve, but that we would grow in the process of serving. It's not simply about meeting their needs. It's about God working in us and working through us. As we learn to wait, we learn to step back and see God at work. And we gain this incredible wisdom. A wisdom that doesn't have to understand everything. I think sometimes we equate wisdom and knowledge and think that growing in wisdom means that I reach a point that I understand everything. And in reality, I believe that growing in wisdom takes us to a point that we realize how little that we do understand. And we're okay with that because we know the one that understands all. And when it comes to serving people, the willingness to invest time. We talked about last week, this the willingness to listen. the willingness to be present. The willingness to allow God to work rather than to think that we have to fix it all ourselves. To be that representative of Jesus and learn wisdom as we wait. This week, as we look at this topic of serving with patience, I suspect God will challenge each one of us in a variety of ways, specifically related to how we serve and how much patience that we serve with. I've mentioned it before. It's not an original thought to me, but it is often said patience is one of those things that we really shouldn't pray for, because God's answer usually involves a situation that requires us to exhibit and to grow in patience. And yet that's exactly what we need. We need the practice of waiting upon the Lord. The practice of allowing the experience to grow into wisdom as we see God work in mighty ways. The prayer guides that I write and send out every week, one that went out early this morning, is on being a house of prayer. As Jesus began this final week of life prior to the crucifixion, he entered Jerusalem and found a mess in the temple. Things going on that should not have been happening. And we read that he overturns the tables of the money changers. He fashions a cord, a whip out of a cord, and drives out these people, the animals that had been brought in, and declares that his house was to be a house of prayer, but they had made it a den of robbers or thieves. And so many times we look at that and we try to make the application as to the church building. And I believe God wants our gatherings of worship and learning to be orderly. Paul writes about that. But when I think about it, the Jewish people, the idea was the temple was the earthly dwelling of God. It's where his presence came to be with them. But as Jesus was crucified and died, rose again, ascended into heaven, we discover that his dwelling now is in us. That you, that I, that we are the temple of God. Paul writes, do you not know that your body is the temple of God? So when I read the passage out of Mark and the gospel writers that share it about God declaring, about Jesus declaring that his house was to be a house of prayer, I take it more personally than a simple building. I believe God has called each one of us as his dwelling to be a house of prayer. And I think when we recognize God's desire that we live as a house of prayer, we recognize the connection between wisdom and patience and prayer. Prayer is this communication. It's this conversation with God that I believe helps us to be patient, helps us to wait. Sometimes we become impatient when it seems like nothing is happening. If you remember King Saul and the victory that he had won, and yet his unwillingness or inability to follow instructions. And while he was supposed to wait for the prophet to come and celebrate the victory and worship God, he got tired of waiting. And he thought he would begin the sacrifices. He would begin the celebration on his own. And I think sometimes when we're not living as a house of prayer, we get tired of waiting. And we conclude in our human understanding that God's not going to show up this time. God's not going to work in any way this time. It's up to me. And I've got to do this on my own. And we go off and we attempt whatever it is in our own strength, our own power, our own might, and we struggle, and sometimes we fail because we failed to serve with patience. We failed to wait upon God, to understand that His timing and ours are often very different. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to examine accurately how well you wait, particularly in regards to having quiet times that you wait upon the Lord. That you grow in wisdom because you're willing to wait and to see Him at work. You grow in wisdom because you're willing to wait and follow His instructions. This morning and yesterday in the children's Bible story I read online, we looked at the two differences. One was the Israelites refusing to go into the promised land because it was a land filled with giants and they were afraid. You see, they wanted to wait when God said it's time to go. And their refusal to listen to God cost them 40 years in the wilderness. Now, today's story was about the people being willing to listen, to wait until God said it was time. And then when God said it was time, to go in according to His instructions. You see, waiting upon the Lord doesn't mean that we're not doing anything. It means we're growing in wisdom so that what we're doing is according to His will, His desires, His plan, and not our own. And as we pray today, consider what it is you're trying to seek, to grow in, to find when you wait. And ask God to help you grow in wisdom as you live with patience, as you serve people. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to Yourself. You've shown us this great desire to not only communicate with us, but to dwell within us. And Father, as we consider the subject of wisdom, I pray that we would learn to wait, that we would see how patience produces wisdom, and that we would no longer fear or try to avoid situations that require patience. But that our trust in You would grow as we learn to wait. But Father, I also pray that as we exhibit this wisdom, through the patience that we have found in you. May we not be hesitant to serve and to do and to be who you've called us to be in the timing that you've called us to do so. May we grow in patience, but may we not use patience as an excuse for failing to act when you call us to act. Father, as we experience life, may our patient waiting help us to grow in wisdom, to grow in a knowledge and a trust that you are indeed ever present. A faithful help, that you are with us. And Father, as we recognize your presence with us, may we be more committed than ever before to make your house, our body, our being, a house of prayer for all nations. Father, as we prepare to worship together today, whether we're doing so in a church building or at home or with a group of friends or through an online service or whatever that looks like, may our worship of you be done in spirit and in truth. And Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that the things that they experience in life would be combined with a patient waiting so that they would grow in wisdom, that their knowledge of you, of their trust in you would grow and grow and grow. Father, I pray that our examples of patient, faithful people would help our children to grow up and to honor you in everything that they do, to grow up and live with a wisdom that can only be found by those who are willing to be patient. And Father, as we serve one another, as we serve those that around us, that are brothers and sisters in Christ, as we serve those that have great needs, may we recognize the work that only you can do. And as you call us to do what you've equipped us and created us to do, may we have patience as we wait for your part to be done in exactly the right way and exactly the right time. And Father, may we grow in wisdom in such a way that we lift up Jesus in everything that we do so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.